Hi, I'm Helen Milner. I'm the Chief Executive of Online Centres Foundation.
So we're at a big conference today where hundreds of people are here to talk about digital and social media. Tell us a bit about the conference and what were you hoping to get out of it?
Well, it's digital evolution, local action. So it has to be about local action. It has to be about local social impact. It's not about technology. But I saw that out in the field, a lot of people were very good at, for example, in UK Online Centres, helping people to learn how to use the internet. So technology was part of what they did every day. But actually, they still had a whiteboard to organise their rota, their volunteer rota. Or they only wrote grant applications. They didn't ever ask anybody for any money, either physically, let alone digitally. And so there's so much opportunity for people to do more locally if they themselves are a more efficient, more effective organisation. And I think with digital tools, they'll be able to do that.
So what do you think holds people back?
Well, obviously inertia, fear. I mean, all the barriers that hold people back from actually accessing the internet for the first time, you know, access, motivation and skills and confidence. So it's exactly the same thing. Access, they don't know it's there, is probably the equivalent for digital tools and social action. So there's loads of tools out there, but they didn't even know they existed. Fear, that they won't be able to use them, or that they haven't got enough time. I think that's another one that we hear, that they just don't have enough time because they think they're going to have to trawl the web, they're going to have to find the one that they think is right, they'll then try it out and maybe it won't work properly. So actually that's where the Community How To website came from, is that you don't have to spend hours, you just need to spend 5 minutes on one site, and other community organisations have recommended it to you, so you know that it's right for you because somebody else somewhere else in the country said, I used it and then this happened to me. So it's not just like doing a Google search and randomly finding something that you're scared won't work. I think people working in community organisations, just like every other human being, they're scared that maybe they won't be able to do it. Maybe they're not quite as tacky as they thought they were, or maybe their digital skills are really quite basic. So we want to make sure that they've got the skills that they need, as well as the confidence, to actually use those tools in their everyday life. I think, though, one thing that's already come up quite a few times this morning, which is great, is that technology is not the be-all and end-all. It's about what do you want to achieve, how do you have bigger impact, how can you sustain yourself, and then how does technology help you to do that? So what is it you really want to do? What are you passionate about? Focus on what you're passionate about, what your end goal is, and then see if digital tools can help you to get there.
So we're looking ahead now, 2013. Yeah. What do you hope online centres will be doing? What do you hope that some of the people here will be thinking about?
Yeah. Well, let's not forget the knitting, as they say. You know, there's still 8 million people have never used the internet. Another 14 million people don't know how to do a two-word Google search or put an attachment on an email. So we've still got a massive, massive job. 1 in 5 people are not frequent internet users. That's still shocking for such a digital a country as the UK. So we'll keep on doing that. But I also want to work with people like Marcel Speller at localgiving.com, like Dan Thompson at We Will Gather, to say, what do you want to do? And if we can work in more of a conversation with these social innovators, and they want to help, and then we've got thousands of community partners and they do stuff. So can we bring them together more to actually have a greater impact and a broader impact?